big day at Wyong, the Magic Millions race day. And Nick Oliver's up from Canberra with a couple there today. Morning to you, Nick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. How you been? You got through winter and into the summertime now in Canberra?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, it's great having a bit warmer weather. It's nice.
That's good. Well, Sizzling Bell, I note, has been a late jockey change this morning. Tommy Berry couldn't ride at the 54, so you've called on the good friend Cathy O'Hara.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Cathy knows the horse really well, so she's filled in for Tommy, which is great.
Yeah, just to have someone that knows the filly so late is a really good thing for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, very positive, Andrew. You know, like, just, I'm pleased she's riding there today and she can make the weight, so it's great.
Have you been happy with those two trials on the home track at Canberra?
Yeah, very happy, mate. I thought both trials were really, really nice. You know, the first one, she probably went a bit too keen than what I would have wanted her to. She probably tried a bit better than what I wanted to. But second one, she went really nice, did it all comfortable in herself, and she's come through it great.
Okay. I presume you travelled up yesterday or whenever?
No, just travelling up today, mate.
Okay.
It's a good trip up from Canberra, just freeway
all the way.
How
do you see it then? With a small field, Invincible Star's got normally got electric pace. Would you, you know, using barrier one but giving her the soft run, hopefully behind Invincible Star?
Yeah, look, that's how I'd probably see it panning out. Yeah, I expect Invincible Star to go forward and cross quite easily. And we'll just take the drop behind her. I don't know how far behind we'll be, but we'll be trailing there somewhere.
Mate, she's always been around the mark, hasn't she? She's a really nice filly.
Yeah, she has, Andrew. Look, she's done a great job. She finished pretty close to some decent horses during the autumn, and we gave her the good spell after she went to Brisbane. I thought she just probably wasn't at her best in Brisbane, so she's had a good spell since then, missed the spring, and back now ready to go.
Okay, well, that's... And obviously, hopefully with good runs, you're off to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, that's right, mate. We've sort of set it for the three-year-old Magic Millions race, and I'm really looking forward to getting her out over a bit more ground this time. I think she'll appreciate it.
Okay. Dreaming of Biscay in the last race, Tommy able to ride this one, and you had the chance. You're an emergency in the highway and you missed out. So she is sort of around the mark as well off those couple of country runs.
Yeah, look, she's a nice filly too. You know, she's finished close up behind some decent horses in the autumn also. And look, I thought her win at Gundagai last start was a lot better than what it reads on paper. You know, she had to sit four deep and she worked the whole way and was entitled to really run last, but she boxed on and won. And I'm really, really looking forward to getting her up over the mile today. I think she's crying out for a bit more ground.
Okay. So obviously you had her ready for Saturday, so she's ready to go in a good race today.
Yeah, that's right. She is, Andrew. I think she'll go very well.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about another one recently. You had a good winner. Was it Gundagai, a horse that won by a good margin?
Nobody's Puppet.
Nobody's Puppet. Yeah, it was only a 908-metre race, but it was the Sapphire Coast.
It was its last two. It won a Queanbeyan and then the Sapphire. Horse that was trained in Sydney, came down and, took a couple of runs to work her out, but she's put the writing on the wall last two, and she's gone for a break now. But I think she's a nice horse in the mate.
Yeah, no, just the way, I know it was only, as I say, a 900-metre race, but it was just the way she did it that was good. Anyway, we'll wait and see her next time. Good luck today, Nick. I hope both the fillies run really well for you.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.